To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many blessed people are in the house today? If God has done anything for you, and if you can declare that God is a good God, amen, that he's a G-O-O-D, capital G-O-D, amen. Come on, put your hands together and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Give him honor. Give him glory. For he's great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord is great in all his ways. Come on and declare in here that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you wouldn't be where you are right now. Hallelujah. Is somebody here, your road was crooked, but God made it straight. Hallelujah. Somebody else, you were kicked to the curb, but God brought you on back in. Hallelujah. So come on and give him praise in here. You were down on your luck, but God picked you up and reminded you that you were beautifully and wonderfully made in his image. Am I talking to anybody in here today? You thought you weren't going to make it this morning, but God gave you some strength from somewhere, and you found yourself in the house of praise, worship, and prayer. So come on, put your hands together. Come on now. Come on now. Put your hands together. And if God has done anything for you, let the redeemed of the Lord throw their hands back and shout glory. Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Jesus! Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord praise. Hallelujah! I had to get myself together, amen. You know how you're expecting a song. I'm like, okay. Well, I feel right at home at Shiloh. I'm telling you all, I love you. I want to thank God for your spirit. I thank God for Pastor Armstrong and First Lady Melanie. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the leadership of this house? Amen. Amen. I just love being in a place where I know that the people love the Lord and that people don't mind smiling. Amen. And laughing and having a good time in church. Amen. We don't have to be all stuck up. Amen. Amen. Because the word of God says, and I'm so happy about this because I always declare that had God not called me to preach, I believe I would be a stand-up comedian. Amen. And so I'm so glad that I have a scripture to back me up that says laughter. Hallelujah. It's good for the soul. Amen. And so it's good to laugh. It's good to laugh. Laughing keeps us younger. Amen. Anybody just want to feel younger? Amen. That's why I laugh all the time. Even when it's not funny, I be like, I just had a birthday and I laughed all day long because I'm like, the devil is a liar. I'm not getting any older. I may keep having birthdays, but I'm not getting any older. Do I have a witness in the house? Am I the only one in here? Amen. The birthdays can keep on coming, but I'm not getting any older. Now I understand where, who was it? Benny? The one who said, what's his name? Jack Benny. He said he was 39 and holding. So whatever age I just turned, I'm just holding. Amen. I was telling somebody, I don't know what the big deal is. How come people don't remember their age? Why do they stop? Why do they stop telling their age when they get a certain, I'm so glad, you know, to tell my age, but now I'm and holding. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. Again, I am so excited about being here and thank God for your leaders of your women's season in the person of Reverend Dr. Holloway. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise for her and Reverend Daniela Thame? Amen. Co-persons. Amen. I love co-ministry. That's what my husband and I do well together. And so I love it when I see people, men and women of God, coming together for the wonderful things of Christ. And I love your theme, God gives beauty for ashes and rebuilding God's women from the inside out. What a wonderful theme and something that you can really just keep on going with. I'm just saying, amen. I'm not trying to get in your business, but this thing will ride a minute. It will ride a minute. It will ride a minute. And you will hear later on in the message a portion of your theme in the word today. But God, for this first part, for this part one of this message, if I may say, I usually like to give two different sermons when I'm going places, and I have two different services, but I want this word to minister to both congregations, amen. And so you'll have a couple different scriptures, but everything will be tied together, amen. And so we just bless the Lord. And so in the meantime, I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 40, and we're going to read verse 31, and most of us don't have to go to it because we already know what it is. So while you're turning, and do me a favor and just let the pages turn a minute so I can give a shout out to my husband, amen, who is not here, but I thank God for him. I thank God for him. Can you all give him a hand clap of praise? Amen. For not having a problem with his wife going out and doing what God has called her to do. And I thank God for Brother Jeff and Sister Pam, who are with me again. We're all like family. Amen. And we thank God. Where's Sister Pat? Where you at? Oh, there you are. Uh-huh. All right. I'm going to see. You going to change clothes? Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had two outfits. You got two services and two different colors. So I didn't know which way she was going to roll today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Congresswoman Bunny Watson Coleman, amen. We thank God for her as well. We thank God for her witness. The scripture simply says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Look at your neighbor and say, I want to encourage you today by telling you this. There will be glory after this. Come on, tell your neighbor on the other side. Neighbor, there will be glory after this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated if that's your amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So this word today, my brothers and sisters, reminds us that we have to look at the clock for a minute, that life has a way of taking a toll on me, on each of us. And if I may say, life has a way of taking toll on women in particular. And if I may take it a little bit further, life has a way of taking a toll on African American women, amen, oftentimes even the more. Because when we look at life and the world in which we live in, we have, we know what they call a double threat. Amen. We are African, we're African American, and then we're African American women. Amen. And so there's a double threat that is against us. And so when we are born, it seems like we have to basically just come out of the womb being ready to handle whatever it is that life sends our way. And so we must declare and we must acknowledge that sometimes we can be overwhelmed with the things that happens in our lives. We can be bombarded even when we are not looking for it. Amen. When we wake up in the mornings, we find trouble in our face. Sometimes when we lay down at night and we don't know which way to turn because the weight, amen, of women or the weight of the world is oftentimes placed on the shoulder of the women. Amen. Even when we're married and we have a wonderful husband who can carry, amen, the physical load, but it is oftentimes the women that carry the mental and the heavy load, amen, in our lives. And I know I wasn't going to get too many amens, but we know what we lay down with at night. God knows the secrets of our hearts, and we know, amen, the trials and the tribulations tribulations that we must press our way through. Amen. That's why I was so glad that when Sister Melanie got up this morning and she started talking about our outer appearance, and oftentimes we are judged by what's going on the outside. But many people don't know all the hell that we have to go through all week long. Amen. And then to get up and try to prepare ourselves, amen, to smile when we feel like crying. Am I talking to anybody in here today? I'm talking about the struggles of life. I'm talking about, amen, those things that come against you that you know that you have no power or no control over. I'm talking about those situations where the pharmacy doesn't have any medication, but the only thing that can carry you through, amen, is a wing and a prayer, that you gotta get down on your knees and call on the Lord and ask him to intercede for you, because you cannot intercede for yourself, because the weight is so heavy, amen. The trouble, amen, is so great, amen. In the middle of the day, it's dark in your life. Oh, but I come by to encourage somebody today, that tell them that in spite of everything that's going on around us, God's got your back, and there is some glory waiting for you on the other side. Amen. Life, somebody say life. Life has a way of pulling us in and sucking us in and pulling layers and putting layers and layers on us that we don't want. Amen. Or that we didn't even request. When you are first lady, amen, there are layers that are placed on you, even when you don't want those layers to be placed on you. Some people expect you to wear a hat, Sister Melanie. Amen. Some other people expect for you to wear a certain length of skirt, Sister Melanie. Some people expect for you to always have a smile on your face, Sister Melanie. And some people expect for you never, amen, to have one of those days where you just feel like kicking off your heels and taking off your earrings. Oh, tell somebody, that's the layers that people sometimes they will put on you. And amen. And when you are preachers, Lord Jesus, when you, the first time you open up your mouth and you say that you've been called to preach, my Lord Jesus, they expect for you to know the word of God from beginning to end. It's soon as you say God has called you to preach, they think you know how to answer their questions. Oh, but then tell somebody, those are the layers, amen, that life places on us. And despite the fact that everything seems to be fast now, I mean, nothing, none of us seem to want to wait anymore. We call this the what kind of generation? The popcorn, amen, generation, amen, where we want what we want and we want it now. We want it in 3.5 minutes, which is how much time it takes for a bag of popcorn to be ready and come out of the microwave. Everything is fast. Subways are moving fast. Trains are moving fast. Airplanes, amen, they are building them to move, amen, faster and to go higher. Amen. And even when we look at what's going on in the United States of America, we can get, amen, almost anywhere in the world, or in the United States within 3.5 to 4 hours, no matter how far the distance is. But even when we look closer, we no longer have to wait 2 and 3 days, amen, to get important documents. No, we don't have to wait anymore. We just tell somebody, in a minute I'm going to scan it to you, and then we simply click a button on the computer, amen, and we have the information that we've been waiting for. When we look at our society so that everything can be fast, and we are bombarded with all of the weights of the world, we've forgotten about the simple life, amen. Now I'm getting ready to tell my age, but I'm still holding at that age. But we remember a time when we would sit in front of the TV, and the TV had something called rabbit ears, amen. And man, in order for you to get a good reception, amen, in our household, you had to get some foil paper, amen, and put on top of the y'all holding too, amen, and you would have to put it on top of the antenna, amen, some foil paper, yes, some foil, aluminum foil, not wax paper, aluminum foil, so you could make that signal go out a little bit further. But everything is moving fast, so now we go to Dish Network, and then we move from Dish Network to DirecTV, because we wanted to go a little bit faster, and now, my brothers and sisters, we got Fios in our house. Amen. And we just got an invitation in the mail so that Fios can take us just a little bit faster. Tell somebody that's all part of the weight of the world. Even when it comes to our children, they grow up so fast. There was a time when we had to wait to see if we were going to have a boy or a girl. Now we can find out, amen, in a matter of a few months, what the sex of the child is going to be. But not only that, you can go in there now and take a 3D shot of the baby, and you can pretty much tell whether the baby going to look like the mom or the daddy. But look, stop taking them 3D shots of your babies. I'm just putting that out there and putting it on Facebook, because they are not cute at that time. Somebody might start judging them. They may have a job. Somebody might see them in their future and say, we ain't hiring that. We ain't hiring that. So tell your neighbor, stop doing that. Stop putting that on the, stop it. Stop it right now. But everything is going fast. Everything is moving fast. And before we know it, the children are old enough to talk back and ask for your car keys at the same time. There is no doubt that in some instances we have forgotten what delayed gratification is all about, or we as Christians have forgotten what it means to actually wait on the Lord to move. Do you remember a time that there were only junior and senior proms? Now everybody got a prom. When the kids get into eighth grade, they got a prom. Now you gonna get one prom dress. Do you want the 8th grade prom dress, or do you want the 12th grade prom dress? You make the choice. Ain't nobody got no money, and ain't nobody got time for all of that. We had to work when we were growing up for what we wanted, and we attended these events because we had worked from kindergarten to high school, and we were waiting, amen, for the junior and the senior prom. We get such in a hurry that we make even our children grow up too fast. Now you ain't going to the prom until you get in the 11th or 12th grade. I'm just helping a mother that's behind my generation, because we know how to shut it down. Amen. My group, we know how. But that other, yeah. We thank you for whoever prayed that prayer this morning. Was that you? Hallelujah. That prayed over. Yeah, the generations to come, we've got to help them out. Now the world has drastically changed, and people just don't want to wait anymore. For some of us, we believe that waiting is not of God, or that it is, amen, a curse from God. Some of us, we wait. To wait means that we have to be denied the things that we really, really want. But that's not what this means. It may just simply mean that we just have to wait on it. We can't get it right now. Tell somebody, you gotta wait on what God has planned for you. Now, granted, my brothers and sisters, there are some things that I believe in this fast world that we live in that cannot wait. I believe equality for both men and women of color, it cannot wait. Do I have a witness in the house? Same pay for women who are in the same position as men, that cannot wait. Injustice in our judicial system toward minorities, including stand your ground, stop law, stand your ground. Laws, stop and frisk laws, while whites can get a slap on the wrist for the same crime, for the same deed. Tap your neighbor and say, that cannot wait. Something needs to be done about that. Equal and affordable housing for all Americans, that cannot wait. Proper textbooks and computer equipment in our lower or less fortunate school districts, tap somebody and say, that cannot wait. Being satisfied with the same old status quo in our churches when God is moving us to another level, tap your neighbor and say, that cannot wait. Pastor, why do we have to pay so much money for the music department? Because unfortunately, in the world we live in, it's the choirs that draw the people into the church, then the word. Tell your neighbor why. Because we don't want to wait. We want to hear something that makes us move and
sound good, but we don't want to hear and wait on the word of the Lord. Am I talking in here today? Is there anybody in here that understands that we've got to get our priorities straight and God wants us to wait on him? But however, there are some things that we can wait for. You ain't gonna want to hear this one, cause you are about to get in your car right now as soon as church is over, before the car dealership closes, because you want to go sign your name on that contract for that car that you've been looking for. Tell your neighbor that car can wait. We can wait, amen, on those brand new pair of shoes that we wanted to buy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody pray for the preacher. My hands are up and I receive prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Tap your neighbor and say, she can wait. Hallelujah. And as hard as it may seem, we really can wait, amen, on that money that somebody told us that we were going to get. So you don't have to wait in the line for Lotto scratching and sniffing. Just wait on the Lord for him to give you the promise that he has already planned for your life. Hey, Jesus, all right, I got one more sermon to preach. In our text, the children of Israel, oh, Jesus, I'm feeling good, y'all. In the text, the children of Israel, oh, Jesus, was having a difficult time waiting on God to fulfill their promise. First, they found themselves in captivity in Babylon under the leadership of King Cyrus the Great. The prophet Isaiah and Jeremiah had promised Israel that God would bring them out of captivity, but the people were impatient and disobedient to God. The captivity in Babylon is presented as prophecy and a punishment for their adultery and their disobedience to God. They seem to have forgotten how God delivered them out of Egypt, and they found themselves in captivity again because they didn't want to wait on the Lord. Tap somebody and tell them, if you want beauty for your ashes, you've got to learn how to wait on the Lord. I want to encourage someone in here today that is in your Babylonian season, that God has not forgotten you. Can I say that again? I want somebody right now that you find yourself in a hard place in life. You find that, amen, you cannot rise above your situation. I've come by to let you know today that God has not forgotten you. Go ahead and build your houses, and go ahead, amen, and make your families, and go ahead and settle in, because God is going to come back for you. I know somebody told you a prophet lie and told you that it was going to be over in 3 days. Oh, but sometimes it doesn't happen like that. Sometimes you got to wait 2, 3, 20 years for God to show up. But I've come by to let you know there will be glory after you go through your pain. He sees your pain and he knows your struggle, and he is giving you the inner strength that you need to make it through Babylon. Tap your neighbor and tell them, you're going to make it through this. I want you to know that the glory will come after your Babylonian experience. Can I say it again? Your ashes basically will come after your Babylonian experience. You may be chosen of God, but when God wants your undivided attention, you have to have, amen, you have to experience Babylon. We all must have our wilderness moment, but today I've come bearing some good news for somebody. Today I've come to lift somebody's spirit up. Today I've come to encourage somebody in the house today. Today I've come by to let you know that you are not by yourself. Y'all gonna help me in here? I'm almost done. Touch your neighbor and say, hold on. The preacher's got good news for you. You may be struggling right now. You may be in a hard hard place right now. It may be strange things going on in your house right now, but I've come by to let somebody know that there will be glory after this. Hallelujah. I've come to let you know that there will be glory after you've weathered the storm, after you've gone through your trial, after you sat through tribulation, after you've been slapped upside your head over and over again, after you've been misused, after you've been abused. I've come by to let you know today that there will be glory after this. Hallelujah. Can I say it again? There will be glory after this. How do you know, preacher? Because the preacher said, the Bible says, and it teaches us that waiting, it allows us to gain strength. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, waiting is not negative, but when you wait, it builds up strength in your life. When you wait, it builds up stamina in your life. When you wait, hallelujah, you're like a tree being planted by the river of living water, and your roots grow deeper every day. And so tell your neighbor, in the middle of your waiting, go head on and give God praise, because there will be glory after this. In your waiting, the Bible says, he shall renew your strength. Hallelujah. It is with renewed strength that our spirits are sustained, and we can face our infirmities head on because of God's promise. I heard someone say, even when you can't track God, you can trace him. He's still in control. Have you ever been in a place where you didn't see God, but you knew he was there all the time? Somebody else didn't see it, but somewhere in your sanctified mind, you remembered the goodness of God and all that he has done for you. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, just hold on just a little while longer. And if we want to get to glory, we must learn to recite God's word to ourselves. In Isaiah 40:2, it says that the warfare is complete and that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received of the Lord's hand double for her sin. In other words, you can put your defense down. Put down the wall that you've had up for many years, because the fight is over. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God has given you strength, and you didn't even have to fight. And not only is the war over, but God said your sin has been pardoned. In other words, God is not holding anything over your head. Your dues has been paid, and you have received double for what you have gone through. I don't know about you, but it sounds like glory to me. So tell your neighbor, neighbor, you gotta learn how to wait on the Lord. But not only must you wait on him, hallelujah, you've got to go through the waiting period, and we are being prepped to go higher in the Lord. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, your waiting is just a stepping stone for you just to go a little bit higher. Is there anybody in here that's willing to go, or that wants to go a little bit higher in the Lord? For the scripture says, for they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. My brothers and sisters, my sisters and brothers, you see eagles, they move beyond the moment. Hallelujah. They move above the moment. Eagles don't worry about all that mess that's around them, but they learn how to move above what's going on around them. Their wingspan helps them to fly above the obstacles that they have to go through. They press forward toward heaven. There's nothing that can stand in their way. Eagles can fly as high as 10,000 feet with very little effort to help them soar. Eagles use thermals, which are rising currents of warm air and updrops generated by terrains such as valleys and edges of mountain slopes. So today, I want someone to know that God has given you the wings of an eagle. He is bringing you to a place where you've never gone before. He's bringing you to a place where you have the ability to fly above the voices in your life. Tell your neighbor, don't worry about your current situation. We like to put our current situation on Facebook, but tell your neighbor, when you're going through hard times, put on Facebook my current situation, and put wings, eagle's wing, on your Facebook to let them know that I may have trouble all around me, but I'm about to rise up above the noise. Tap somebody and tell them, neighbor, sometimes you gotta rise up above the noise. Say yes, say yes, say yes. Tell somebody, rise above the noise. Put your hands together and give God praise and thank Him for giving you the ability to rise above the noise. Tell your neighbors, ain't got time to hang out in the chicken coop, because there's a whole lot of mess in the chicken coop. But God has given me wings, and I'm going to raise up my wings and fly. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, I believe I can fly above the noise, above distractions, above my situation. Now, say yes, say yes. Not only do you, hallelujah, get strength, and not only must you learn how to prep yourself to go a little bit higher, I've come by to give you this last point, and that is that through waiting, that God will not fail us. They shall run, hallelujah, and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God will not fail you. Glory to His name. He will not leave you. The word of God says, He says, lo, I am with you always, even until the ends of the earth. God loves you enough to want the best for you. And sometimes we have to go through the storm to get to our blessing. Sometimes we have to go through stresses of life to get to our blessing. And my brothers and sisters, the greatest blessing of all came to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave us everything that we need. And I promise you, if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, He will show up. He will come through. He will make a way out of no way. And since we have Christ, we have everything He has, and therefore we have the strength, hallelujah, to move on. We have the strength to lay labor. We have the strength to wrestle. We have the strength to bear up, because God is going to turn our situation around. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, there will be glory after this. There will be victory after this. There will be favor after this. God will move on your behalf. There will be healing. There will be deliverance. There will be hope. There will be ashes. There will be a testimony. There will be a praise. And yes, there will be glory after this. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Put your hands together. Give God praise. There will. Yes, it will. There will. Yes, it will. Yes. 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 There will be glory. Yes. There will. Hallelujah. Be overcomers. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, excuse me while I give God praise in this house. Tell your neighbor, I've been holding this thing in all week, but I gotta give him praise right now. Is there anybody here that needs to get on your feet? Clap your hands, open up your mouth, and give God praise for the glory. Yes! Yes! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Give him glory! Give him praise for all that he has done! Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he bring you out? Won't he bring you through? Say yes in the morning, in noonday, in the evening, at the going down of the same. Won't he do it? Say yes. Say yes. Ooh. Won't he do it? Say yes. Say yes. Listen, I'm going to go old school on you for a second. So heavy laden and burdens down, I not know just what to do. So I went and I prayed for strength to said, be still, I will see you through. So now when you go through your trials and your cares, please don't look to men for they'll let you down. Just remember, there is just one Jesus, Jesus, my Jesus, he'll tell you what, why, and when. So I tried him, and I know him. He'll stick closer than any brother. Oh, I tried him, and I know him. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Oh, there could never be a friend as dear to me as Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come on, somebody, shout his name. Jesus. Has he ever made a way for you? Oh, yes. Oh, did he bring you through? Oh, there could never be a friend as dear to me. Somebody say Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, tell somebody. I've gone through the storm. I've gone through the rain. But there will be glory after this. Hallelujah. So we're standing all over the church. All over the church, we're standing. You can only have that testimony. Oh, Jesus. You can only have the testimony that there will be glory after this if you have Jesus in your heart. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the truth is that you are destined to go to a godless hell. And so if you want the blessing and you want the glory of God, I invite you to come today down this aisle and give your life to Christ. Is there one today? You want to give your life to Christ? Come on, come on, come on. Don't wait, don't wait, don't wait. This is your hour. This is a time that you can start all over again. God is giving you a fresh start. Am I talking to you today? Come on, come down the aisle. Come on down the aisle. Don't let the prayers be prayed and the songs be preached and the songs be sang and the word of God be preached. And no one comes to accept Jesus Christ. Today is your day of salvation. Is there one? Is there one? Come, come.
New life abundantly.
Is there one? We got about 10 more seconds. Why don't you come? Come on. Come on to Christ. Come on. To Christ. Is there one? Is there one?